Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, as we continue our salute to the National Barbecue Month with all of those corporate cookers out there, we talk with Jesse Johnson, cooking for KLJ.
What's your name and company?
I'm Jesse Johnson with KLJ.
And what is it you guys are cooking today? I obviously know the answer, but...
Yeah, we came down to the barbecue today. We figured we'd go down and get a pig from Larry's down at Mott and spin a pig out here and have some fun.
So this whole hog, it came from Mott, North Dakota?
Yep, came from Larry's shop down there in Mott, North Dakota. We struggled to try to find something last minute. They pulled through, so we brought it down here and cooked it up.
Have you ever done a whole hog before?
Oh, yeah, we've done multiple. We do it every year up at... Lake Skokowea for Van Hook Arm. So
walk us through the process here, because this, you know, this has got the ribs, this has got the brisket, this has got the pulled pork, this has this has got the pig's ear.
Right, we got everything on this thing. Basically what we do is we take it the night before and we'll do a marinade with it, do all the injections, put it on ice, and then right away in the morning we'll start it up and start it spinning, lock it down, and probably spins for 6 to 8 hours depending on the weight and the heat. We try to like start slow, let smoke take into it, and basically when you're done you take out all the parts, put it in different types of barbecue sauces. Some people like it regular, some people like it just with a sweet barbecue sauce. We also do a South Carolina sauce too for all types of people. So
South Carolina, would that be a little more vinegary?
Yeah, a little vinegary. Got your peppers, got your sweets in there too. So
what is it, all pulled pork, or do you get a brisket out of there? Do you get the pig's heart out of there? Do you get the snout?
It's all gutted out before we do all that stuff. But we do keep the loins for special cuts for the people who we like out here. Other than that, yeah, a lot of it just goes to pulled pork. And I know we also throw some of the pork into the beans that we make and get some of that nice little pork freshness out of the beans.
So without giving away any trade secrets, a time and temperature on this thing, I know you mentioned that, but like a temperature and then some of the other, you know, whether there's an injection or a rub or just some of the recipes, I guess.
Well, what we do is we inject it with a garlic butter type sauce. Oh. And then we'll also do some vinegary apple juice that we inject it with. We start it off slow, about 180, 200 degrees, so the pig will take in the smoke, and we ramp it up, eventually hitting about 300 degrees toward the end. As soon as that meat hits close to 180, 190, and 200 degrees, when we take it out and we start pulling it apart.
And any tips or any tricks that you might have for a young or old aspiring pitmasters?
Well, I tell you what, a pig is good on its own. You know, you really don't have to do much to look good to make a pig good. But I don't know.
Lipstick on it, right?
Yeah. You could. It's always good to, you know. A lot of times we take the heads off and we'll skin it. This one came with a head on. We decide, you know, the pig fit, so let's keep the head on and add that little pig factor to it. So,
what's more important in your opinion, time or temperature?
Both. Definitely time. Time is of the essence when you're doing it. And if you don't get it pulled off, you know, soon enough, it's going to be, you know, not done. And if you get it pulled off enough, sometimes you get too dry. So, like you can see here, we're taking some of the pieces off that aren't done, putting them back in the smoker, and let them get soak some of that smoke up.
All right, one more time, your name and company.
Jesse Johnson with KLJ.
Thank you.
Thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jesse Johnson, cooking for KLJ, or to listen to other barbecue features on Coffee and Capitalism, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Big fat hand out across the road, pecking gravel in the noonday sun. Shaking her tail like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone. But the farmer's wife had set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. And if you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming, the hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot.
If you have any coffee and capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Some folks dine at the table, others land in the pot. Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul is now hiring. Experienced crane operators, riggers, and heavy haul drivers with CDL. You'll be working with the most advanced high-tech equipment in the industry under stringent safety guidelines. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul offers an extremely competitive wage along with a fabulous benefit package including health, dental, vision, and 401k. To apply, call 701-364-3688 or 701-552-2715 or stop by our Dickinson headquarters in North Dickinson. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, an equal opportunity employer.
Oh, darling, I'm getting a new tattoo.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Thank you, folks, for pulling up a stool and joining the conversation today. As we continue our feature for National Barbecue Month, we talk with Shane Weber, who's cooking for Pioneer Wireline.
Your name and who you're cooking for?
Shane Weber, cooking for Pioneer Wireline.
Last name Weber, so do you get those jokes often when you're cooking?
Not yet.
People ask if you got a Weber grill, yada, yada. Okay, so what is it that you cooked today?
We cooked St. Louis-style ribs.
Explain how the process works for, say, like the St. Louis-style versus a regular style.
I think the baby back is closer to the loin. St. Louis-style's farther down the rib. We trimmed them up. We got them dry rubbed. Got them on a smoker. We're cooking ours with apple wood. Nothing fancy, a simple dry rub, and that's what we're going for today.
Do you do a marinade, or is it just a dry rub, you put it on? How long do you cook them for, and a temperature, without getting into, too much of the secrets?
Dry rub is all we did. We did not marinate or inject or anything like that. We gave them about 2 hours of smoke, and then we wrapped them up. And we did not put any sauce on or anything. We just gave them a dry rub and let the pork flavor come through, hopefully. So,
how long have you been cooking?
I started barbecuing probably in the last 10 years, so about 10 years ago.
So without, again, you don't have to reveal any of your secrets, but let's say somebody's starting out and, a few tips or a few tricks that maybe you could give an aspiring barbecue pit master of any age.
I would say figure out your fire first. That's going to be the most frustrating thing is having charcoal and it doesn't start for you. once you get it figured out, you get the fire going, it's all downhill from there.
How did you get to be the cooker for Pioneer?
They volunteered me a couple weeks ago.
I've been barbecuing
for my family for quite a while, and I like doing it. So everybody knows I like doing it, so they just volunteered me, and I said, yeah, you bet.
Do you have any recipes that, you know, that is your favorite when it comes to barbecuing?
Yes. We're doing ribs here, but I like brisket. I like putting salt and pepper on it.
That's it?
That's it.
Hey, man, you sound like a traditional guy.
Simple flavors work for me.
Hey, thanks.
Yep, thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Shane Weber, cooking for Pioneer Wireline, or to listen to other barbecue features on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, visit our website, thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Darling, I'm getting a new tattoo. It's the last time I will think of you.
For one night only, the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue is coming to town. Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Come one, come all. For this year's big event, it's Under the Big Top at the Bakken Barbecue. Tickets are only $15. Children 8 and under are in for free. Enjoy spectacular food, live music, and games. It's open to the public, alcohol beverages provided by Maverick Saloon, and this year's event will benefit Make-A-Wish, North Dakota. That's the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue for one night only, Friday, June 16th from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's Friday, June 16th for the 5th annual Bakken Barbecue.